Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of the Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
A little aggressive with that
lately. Podcast Poppy. Yeah,
it is. Y'all already know who it is, Mr. M-A-R-V. Single ladies, you already know it's me. You feels me?
It's your favorite, the light-skinned Wonderland.
Mmm.
Scorpio Queen.
Hey, come on with it. Come on, one more. Give me one more. Give me one more. Give me one more.
You want one more?
Give me one more.
Oh my
God. All right, never mind.
Mic back,
never mind. Game over.
It's Nick. Okay. No, we don't like that. Nick. That's whack. Hey, try that again. Try that again. You almost made me throw up. No, I'm sick. That's a difference.
He
I'm
threw up in his
sick.
Mouth for just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Come on.
No. You know what? I'll drink a little bit. Mm-mm. But I'm not mad. Just to let you guys know.
But you're sick.
Mm-mm. Coronavirus. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What's going down in the town?
What's
going on? Shit. Who is this? Who is this individual to my left?
No, who's
who the hell is this sitting next to me?
Oh man.
Oh God.
What's up, you guys? My name is Ty, the owner of Pal Brewing.
Ooh. You know? What is Pal Brewing? What is Pal Brewing?
Something.
Ooh. Let me see.
Ooh.
Let me see.
What is this? Strawberry square.
Mm.
Ooh,
I like a little strawberry now.
Say, hey, especially when a female tastes like it.
Hello.
Well,
okay.
Ooh, I like the Hyde Park.
So tell us about this little company that you got, girl. This looks like beer to me.
It is beer. You know, it is not too many female brewers. On top of that, it's not too many black.
Come on, black.
That are in the industry of brewing beer. So
hey.
I gotta show up for the females, but I have to show up for the culture. You know, I do it for the culture. I do it for myself, you know. So Pal Brewing stands for Power of a Woman because it is all about female empowerment.
Hey, I love
come
it.
On, hey. Come on, females.
Hey, okay.
So if you guys like beer, you can follow me on Instagram at Pal Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can DM me, place a beer order. I got kegs, I got four packs, I got six packs, I got whatever you want. Just, you know, hit your girl up. I got you.
So what kind of beer do you have? Like, what's your flavors or whatever? What's the names of them?
So I do, I grew up in Gardena, so a lot of my beers, they represent my city, Gar.
Oh God!
Oh my God! I thought Gar was like, that wasn't Gar a high school?
I was about to throw up.
I thought Gar was a high school in Cerritos.
So you mad?
Wait, I'm gonna take it.
They sick today. Take a drink.
You guys totally need to take a shot.
I'm gonna take another drink.
Y'all hating. So I got this. Today I brought you guys a strawberry square.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're familiar with Gardena, mm-hmm. then you should know strawberry square.
It's dangerous and don't go over there.
You are such a
hater. I'm messing with you.
The other beer I had to do, Venezuelan High Park. So I moved to Inglewood when I was in junior high. So I had to do a little Inglewood in there with it. To, you know, it's my roots.
Right.
So I just try to brew beer for women because a lot of my friends do not like beer. Mm-hmm. And I love beer. I can go to a brewery and have an IPA and be chill. It can be a 9% beer. And I'm good with that because
really?
I can turn up. But if I take my friends there, they what the hell? I am not about to drink this beer. Prime example, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
She can you please come up with a cider for me because I can't drink this
can't
beer.
Can't do a beer?
No.
I like a good beer. I like a good beer. You know what I'm saying?
See, my beer is good beer too.
Some wings. Some good wings and a beer. You know what I'm saying?
I brew this at home in my house.
Come on, home.
So I brew this at home in my house. I bottle it. I let it ferment for 2 weeks in my house. My house be 64 degrees. Be cold as hell.
That's all right. You're trying to get it right.
You gotta sit in there and get mm-hmm. it right. Yeah, I'm doing another beer competition on Monday.
Come on.
How did last one go?
I made it to the finals.
Okay. Come on.
Right? I didn't win, but I did make it to the
finals. That's all right.
It was my first competition.
Steps.
How many brewers was in it?
So it was, I made it to the semifinals out of 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The top 12.
Okay.
And then I made it to the finals where it was only six of us, but
that's
I was
big.
The only female in top six that made it to the finals.
Was he the only black female?
I was the only black.
Come
female.
On, black girl.
Hey,
come on, black girl.
Hey. Okay, hey. We buying black. I'm telling you that right now. Hey, I'm sorry, Miller Lite. I'm sorry, Budweiser. Never again. You feel me? And I don't even drink beer like that. But I wanted to support you because you support me. And I really do appreciate you.
Shout out.
And I just want to know, what is your best-selling beer is it these, or do you have other ones real quick?
So my top three will be Strawberry Square, it's Goose County, and also Just the Beer from Gardena. I think because I still like represent for the city of Gardena. I still have a lot of friends that's like grew up in Gardena. Everybody like hit me up like, I just want the Just the Beer from Gardena, Just the Beer from Gardena.
That's so dope. That's dope. Like top seller.
No, I heard something else.
I know. We coming soon.
I got a lot of friends and they're big fans of somebody named Nipsey Hussle. I heard that you got a Crenshaw and Slauson.
Ooh. I do. I have a Crenshaw and Slauson. It's a pale ale, so it's a light beer. It's very refreshing. So if you don't like beer, you could drink the pale ale because you're going to be able to taste. I use Galaxy hops. I know you guys are probably like,
what the hell are you talking about right now?
So hit me up, you guys.
I'm definitely going to buy that Crenshaw Slauson just because. Recipes Nip. You feel me? Yeah. But we're going to get into the show. You already know how we do it. If you don't know Ty, I feel sorry for you because you're going to be in a hot seat pretty soon. You feel me? So check this out. We're going to start it off with what made y'all mad this week. We'll start with the lovely Lash Queen Nikki.
Luscious. Luxurious.
Light skin. Yeah. That's what jinx.
Come on, one more.
We got to take a shot.
What'd you say? Scorpio Queen.
Yeah, Scorpio Queen. There you go. I like that one. I like Scorpio Queen. Ooh, she pointed her finger.
Walmart, I'm coming for y'all. I was trying to grab it on PlayStation. Had it in my cart, checking out, pressing a button, bam, Apple Pay checkout, and that shit froze on me, and I lost the damn PlayStation.
Be mad at the bots, because that's who got you. The bots got you.
The bot takeover, to be honest.
The bots got you.
I was killing that shit, too, and I was already,
So since you were mad, go ahead and take that shot, Nicole, because you know how we do it on this show. You were mad.
Fuck you, Walmart.
Now it's on you. Dubskis.
Well, wait, Nicole, I actually got a PS5 in my car, like right now.
Oh, so you want to make me mad again? I'm sorry.
Like right now. So she got one right now. Speaking of PS5, what made me mad this week, so I was actually able to get a PS5 this week, right? I was in line, right? I was number 5 in line, so I had to stand outside the store because, you know, it's a limit because of COVID, right? This lady walks up with her son and try to cut the whole line just because she had her son with her. I was like, where you going, ma'am, hold on. Where you going? Oh, I'm just gonna go in there. We're not here for the PlayStation. We're here for the Nintendo Wii. No, you're not.
The Nintendo Wii. Oh, we slapped her ass in the face. Get your ass out of here.
I said, ma'am, you gotta go to the back of the line.
Back, lady.
Like back there. Like the line is behind the store now. So go behind there.
Sorry.
That's what made me mad. Anywhere. You can get it from anywhere. Why you come here?
Drop that shit off at her house.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, trying to lie.
What about you, Miss Ty? Anything made you mad this week?
You know, I think the only thing that's making me mad is I'm not being able to watch my TV show.
What's your show?
Just like in general, like I can't watch no Chicago Fire, Chicago Med. I'm like, I'm kind of over COVID, really. I just think we just all need to just realize and like we living with this.
I wanted to see All American, man. That was my show, bro.
Yeah, it's coming back. January. January.
I'm watching that.
Yep.
It was originally going to come back January, even before COVID. So.
Yeah.
What made me mad?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say one thing, and Nicole, you're going to already understand. Everybody's not going to know. But guess what? I ain't going to be the only bitch with a champagne glass. I'll tell you that much.
Ooh.
I ain't going to be the only bitch up in here with a champagne glass. You got me fucked up.
Explain. I need to know.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I need to know.
Nicole can explain it. I need to know. I am not about to be one of those. Not me. Not
I need
ever.
To know. I need to know.
Not ever.
Story time.
Story time.
Come on. I need to know. Come on.
Not. Let me take my shot.
Come on.
We were at brunch.
Oh, shit.
And it was three ladies.
It's always brunch.
And Marvin, you know, he held it down for you fellas. And we ordered shots. Marvin went to the bathroom. He came back. He didn't have one. So he was like, oh, why everybody got shots and I don't have one? So we was like, well, just use your champagne glass to toast. Put your cup up. Marvin got halfway right here.
Who's doing the toast?
We was like,
everybody had a shot. All the girls had a shot. And I got like a champagne glass with like a mimosa in there.
Looking like a young lady.
With a champagne glass.
I was, and I was literally hot too.
I ain't mad at you.
Man, can you give this man a shot, please?
That's funny.
Dang, it was just
the
drink.
Only bitch with a champagne glass.
Hey, and it was the smoothest shot I ever had.
Mm.
What was it?
Water.
Nah.
We was drinking water, baby.
We did three shots of water and one tequila.
Why water?
Because we didn't want to take a shot, but we want to make Diamond take a shot.
Mm.
Oh.
So the birthday girl, she gets a shot. But everybody else around her gives water, just in case she tried to chicken out. Like, no, we doing this with you.
We all doing it with you, girl. Don't worry. Because mind you, she was like, oh, no, I'm taking no shots today. Oh, you taking shots.
On your birthday, she made sure you took those green shots.
No. Y'all should have seen her take that scorpion shot with the scorpion in it.
Ooh. Did y'all regret that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
But go ahead.
Would you rather?
It's on you, Nick. I'm sipping all night.
Ooh. That's podcast poppy talking. Podcast poppy, you feel me?
We sipping all night.
Would you rather, and I'm going to break these in categories because you like to make shit difficult.
I like to make it difficult, baby.
Would you rather have your ex, significant other, situationship on the podcast or take a shot?
Mm-hmm. Wait, say it again?
Ex.
Oh, my ex? Okay.
Last person you dated, situationship, however, he got 100 names for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I got to cover them all.
Or had him on
here.
Or take a shot. Oh, shit.
You know what? I'm going to say, come on. What you going to do? What you going to talk about?
I'm taking a shot.
That's cool. Hey.
I'm taking a shot.
Any of my exes. I don't care. Look, any of my exes, you guys are welcome to be on the show. And you can tune in and join the live whatever you want. I have nothing to hide. They can do whatever they want. They got anything to say.
Yeah, they can come. They can all come. Yeah, all at the same time. Let's go. What y'all gonna say?
They all at the same time. Now, ain't that bold?
This is strong. You know why it's so strong? And smooth, though.
Why?
You know why it's smooth,
Mar? Why it's smooth?
Because I'm sipping that Mandala.
Shout out to Mandala, the best tequila in the world. And the only tequila that we drink.
Better believe it.
We're going to have to do a shout out to our motherfucking self. If you ain't got no merch, then you playing around.
Because
we got the best stuff in town. It is real nice, Nicole, and you can have it after the show. I'm going to sign an autograph for you.
It's going to be worth something later.
You heard that first. I have the first autograph. Have to
one. The number one. Now, let's get into these topics. Now, Nick, what you got? It's on you.
It's on me?
It's on you.
I'm going to ask you this.
Come on. Come on.
Relationship king on the show.
Relationship poppy.
Go ahead.
Do you think knowing your partner's love language is important?
Absolutely. I think it's something that you're not just going to know just off top. You have to learn them.
So what are they?
The love languages.
Yeah.
I feel like the love languages is words of affirmation.
Yep.
Acts of service.
Okay.
Receiving gifts.
Okay.
Quality time.
Ooh.
And one of my favorites, physical
touch. Hey, that's my favorite right there. I need that. I need that physical touch. You feel me?
Touch. Touch.
No, that never mind. I was about to get a Mario. Yeah, I know. Hey, I told you I'm about autographing. Dang, you tell Kobe don't sweat in the jersey, just give it to me. Kobe LeBron gonna sit here, he gonna do this a couple times, you feel me? Spin move.
I'm gonna need you to show up. Cutie got
okay, no, Cutie ain't got no haircut this week. Shout out to A1 Faze, though, because you're getting this stuff.
It's important.
What about her knowing yours?
Now, she better know mine.
Yeah.
If she expect me to know hers, you know what I'm saying, satisfy her needs, she needs to know mine.
Do y'all really like express
blank,
it? Like,
yeah.
I feel like y'all don't express it. Y'all
not.
Y'all got us mean men. Don't express it unless we like mention it.
I think we try to tell y'all in other ways versus women.
Direct, please.
No. That's not how men get down. No, it's not like we gonna sit here and tell you, hey babe, I like when you tell me nice things.
Mm-hmm.
niggas don't talk like that.
Mm-mm.
Don't nobody talk like that. We'll give you signs of what we like. You just gotta pick up on it. Don't y'all got that intuition shit?
Exactly.
P- pick up on it. Yeah, y'all pick up on all the bad shit. Pick up on all the good shit.
I'm just gonna tell y'all right now, if y'all watching this, any futures or currents or whatever you want to call yourself, Mars' love language is that physical touch.
Mm.
That's it. Yeah, I need that physical touch. It might be some of this.
A back rub.
It might be some, we ain't gonna get down there, but we are. I need that physical.
Yeah, I fuck with that physical.
That's the only thing you require?
No, I require others. But I'm saying that's a key.
That's his language.
That's a key. That's my thing, girl. Woo!
What's your top one?
Woo! You gonna rub that back too?
I like.
What's your top one?
Mine's is acts of service. I appreciate a woman that can just do some shit without me saying nothing. Like, damn, she fucking washed my clothes, folded my drawers up, put them in the drawer like how I like them. Okay, I like that. You know,
it's appreciated.
Little shit like that take you a long way.
Exactly. Feel me? Hey. And ain't nothing wrong with something that my boy wasn't getting, and that's receiving gifts. Shout out to last week. Shout out to last.
Oh week. Shit. It's on you. I'm about to drink this whole fucking cup. Don't start. It's too early. We just started, bro. Come on, man. It's too early. I'm leaving with Nikki.
I'm just saying, because look, let me receive them gifts. That's what I'm saying. Look, I ain't nothing wrong with it if you want to spend it.
Mine are literally gifts and.
Receiving gifts?
Okay, communication.
And gifts.
That's not one of the languages.
Communicate? What?
Communication.
That ain't one of the five languages.
Right?
Communication.
Well, words of affirmation, I guess. You can say that. Yeah, whatever.
And you know what else is important, though? And people don't understand this. When you're in a relationship, are you talking to somebody? Quality time, bro.
Quality time
is very, very, very important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's probably worth more than everything.
What y'all talking about? What y'all talking about in here? What's y'all love language?
Mine's
gifts. I bet it is.
But this is the difference between mine's and gifts. I don't like having to tell you or ask you or like something like that. Like, I like you just, she likes something like this. Let me pick it up because I'm that type of person. So I don't want to have to ask you something. Like, you should not for gifts.
Have y'all took that test?
And gifts don't have to be like large items either. It could be something like
thoughtful shit.
Yeah.
Thoughtful stuff.
Yeah. Like that's a technical test. That's how I know that.
Yeah, let me too.
Would you prefer pricey shit or just stuff that you
particularly
need?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be pricey. It could be like a little
shit that you fuck with.
Oh, that's cool.
I respect that.
Give it to prime example, somebody be like, oh, they want to buy something for my business. Okay, you know what I like. You know I'm like a home brewer, a black one, pushing Pal Brewing. So
right.
Buy something for Pal Brewing. Buy me some bottles. Buy me
how
some
far?
Bottles. So you're ready to have some bottles than
a
bag? How far
is that going to get you?
Like what?
How far is that going to get that young man that purchased something for your business?
Ooh.
Well, then it's letting me know, like, you know, you're not just trying to like get in good, because I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, you got me some bottles or you got me some caps, but how much do you know about Pal Brewing? Where you just, what did you find? So where you like, oh, okay, let me borrow some bottles.
I feel like you dancing around what I asked you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I feel like she's
dancing with the stars.
I think she dancing because I didn't ask about none of that.
Exactly.
I said, how far does is that going to get him?
Mm.
Oh, that's all you got to say. That's all you got to say.
Buy me a case of bottles. I'm be like, okay, thank you. Mm. Let me go bottle this beer. And you still... You want to buy a bottle of beer, 12-ounce, $7, a 4-pack.
So he don't even get a discount?
No, what discount?
Or
are you giving discounts? Answer the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I'm giving discounts sometimes.
But,
like you said, we just started a business.
Exactly.
So we can't really give out, because I'm not even going to lie to you. When I make it, I'm giving.
Honestly, I don't think you should ask for a discount.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not asking for a discount. You're right.
If you fucking with me, then you about to just pay for this.
You just want
to
see us win.
Yeah. Right. Off top.
I'm not going to ask you for a discount at all. I'm just going
to
say, here you go.
I was talking to somebody with a whole brand, and I bought every item from him. I didn't have him give me anything. See? Good. You shouldn't want nothing in return for free.
Mm.
If you're talking to somebody, and they want something in return, they want no white toenail sweatshirt for free, you feels me head? Nah, bitch. We can't even talk to you no more because...
Why he got
to
be all that?
You not supporting
God damn. You want to take a shot?
Yeah, get back.
You never need to take a shot. You call niggas bitches.
Just like you said.
I said, Marv, you talking to a girl.
She was talking about the girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, God damn.
If the girl want, like, a free hat or something, it's like, okay, what? Then when I make it big, you're gonna be like, "Oh my boo, you didn't even want to give me my little my money for my hat." Like,
now we on boost status.
Yeah, now we on boost status. Like,
I remember when he got me
put into my business.
You're right. I feel you.
The homies in the chat saying that you gotta spend. The girl gotta spend on me. It's like I'm spending on her.
That's what the homies are saying. Like, we're always going to, well, most of the time, we're going to get the bills anyway. I'm not even telling you to spend your money. Mm-hmm. I got my own. Trust me. I'm very good.
I definitely don't need you.
But if you're going to spend, I'm going to let you. I'm going to sit here and be like, damn, I left my card at home to just see if you could do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, got it. Guess what? I got cash app. Don't even worry about it.
I got you.
I'll send you the money back. Don't even worry about it. Yeah. But I want to see if you're going to be able to do it. If you can't do it, then.
So, useless. If you hesitate. When you like, damn, I left my card at home, and she hesitates. Yeah. You're not talking to her no more.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, we ain't gonna go out like that no more.
Cause like, we can't kick it no more.
Right,
we can't kick it when I want to.
We can't go eat.
Nah, no. We cool, man.
That's a little smash. I'm just
gonna.
Ass.
Hey, you know how y'all do y'all tests? I'm gonna do my little test too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm definitely gonna leave my wallet at home on purpose, and I'm gonna say, damn.
So then,
dang it. Dang.
Test.
Women do tests all the time. Y'all test. We ain't even gonna get into that. No, we ain't even gonna get into that. That's gonna be a topic for another show. Because women test guys. They sit there. They gonna be like, y'all might even send y'all friends to add us on Instagram to see if we go ahead and like they picture. Y'all do some weird shit. But we ain't even gonna get into that because women be on some thirsty stuff too, bro. Mm. So you gotta go ahead and test them too because they tested
never
you. They tested again. You. They even tested you and see what you getting them on Christmas. What you getting them for their birthday. I'm telling you that right now.
That's real.
You getting tested, bro. That's real. How fast do you respond to these text messages? When I call you at the middle of the night, are you going to answer the FaceTime?
No.
That's too much. No, I'm saying girls will test the guy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm gonna see if he's going to... Where he at? Yesterday. That's real. Yes, he said he got off work at 9 o'clock. So if I FaceTime at 9:15... He should be in the car on his way home or at home or something.
Well, she doing too much.
I'm
she
just saying, but girl...
Don't call me at 9:15. I get off at 9.
Yeah. Because I might still be at work. Like,
Don't call me, period. Text me.
Don't call me.
Matter of fact, don't even text me. Go ahead and DM him.
Oh.
DM me.
Okay,
DM. A lot of people don't even have my number.
Oh, okay.
So then how are you talking to this girl if she don't even got your number? You DM
me.
You
DM me.
So you're not trying to go nowhere with that?
No.
Look, it's steps in the game, baby. You can't get to heaven. Heaven ain't got an escalator. You got to take them steps.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
The comments say, take a shot.
Take a shot. Who's taking shots?
Take a shot.
Who's not?
The people want you.
The people said.
Everybody.
For what?
Everybody take one. Fuck it.
Okay, everybody gonna take
everybody
a shot
take
then.
One. Everybody take
Let's
one.
Let's get into this next one, baby.
Come on, Ty.
You too.
Get your ass up and get your cup.
Hurry up.
Yeah, with your coffee cup. Let me take another one.
You mad about our coffee cup?
Mm-hmm.
You so mad. This is not even a coffee cup.
Mm.
At all.
I got this one. This on me.
Yeah,
it's on me.
That's on me,
baby. Got one for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you create soul ties with the people that you sleep with?
Yes, because I snatch them.
Ooh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry. That's too much for y'all.
Come on, M-A-R-V.
Let me get away.
Come on.
Let me get away. Because if I get in that thing, I'm going to try to snatch that thing. I'm going to tell you that right now. If I get in that thing, I'm going to try to snatch that thing. And if I ain't going to snatch that thing... I'm not even gonna tell you what's gonna snatch that thing. Oh,
never.
Huh? Yeah. No, but this. Can I get it back, please, in the morning? Can I get it back, please, in the morning? Can I get it back?
Pocket, buddy.
Mm-mm. Well, then I'm gonna have to. In the morning or round two, I'm gonna have to show you something.
Shit.
Don't need that back.
If she snatch your soul, nigga, ain't no round two.
It ain't.
Nigga, you gonna roll over, go to sleep.
Hey, but I'm gonna wake up
naked.
But with sometimes, socks on. I'm not gonna lie. sometimes I am. I am gonna go to sleep. Especially if it's a long day. I'm going to sleep.
If she snatches my soul, we gotta cuddle. Shit. Fuck it. We go together tonight.
Hey, I'm not even gonna
tonight,
lie.
Tonight though. We go together tonight.
Like depends. Like sometimes I don't like, especially if it's hot. Do not be next to me.
I don't like to.
My bed is big for a reason.
But I like my feet to like my touch legs your, to touch interlock.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
So you like scissoring?
No. Okay, here you go.
Uh-oh. Don't unlock the door.
Here you go.
So lock that door back.
I don't cuddle because I gotta get into it because my heart opens.
Go, get to it, get to it, get to it, get to it.
Damn.
Get to it.
You want me to close it?
Close it.
You want me to close it down?
Put the latch on the door, please.
Okay. Some nights I'll be be like, okay, yeah, I'll cuddle like with Steffi. Mm-hmm. But some nights I'm not good. Well, yeah, some nights I'll cuddle with her, some nights I won't. But shut up.
Just keep talking.
Oh, never mind.
Please just keep talking.
I'm gonna like make sure our legs like touch. Like my legs gotta touch her.
Okay. So it's a female, right?
Yeah.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a male.
No.
Never. Well, is that the same? Is that
no?
Okay. See, that's the difference.
I'm not cuddling.
You never cuddle with a dude, or wait, well, you don't like cuddling.
What do you?
I don't like cuddling.
Okay.
Okay. I understand. It's okay. I just said something. I do. No, don't get me wrong. If it's cold, I gotta be in my mood. Like I'm not cuddling all the time. If it's cold all the time, yes, I will.
It's about the vibe. Sometimes the vibes be right. You know what I'm saying?
No, I just wanna give me an extra blanket to wrap around me. Wow. I don't want to cuddle. I will have the AC on, the fan on, and sleep with like 4 blankets, and I'll be fine with that. But I just want our legs to touch. I don't want to.
So once you bust, you cool. You don't touch me.
Yeah, let me just.
I understand.
Damn, I sound like a guy.
You sound like a whole nigga,
bro.
A whole nigga.
Weirdest thing ever, bro.
Oh fuck!
I'll beat the doomies down. You already know.
Yeah, beat the doomies down.
Next thing I know, the girl is asleep between my legs. And I got up like, what is you doing? Like, why are you sleeping between my legs? It's like, oh, your legs is comfortable. Anybody ever just cuddled in between your legs? Slept with their head down, like, in between your legs.
Right up under the scrotum.
Wake up and...
Right up, yeah. So do you get a little, treatment. She wanted to get a little treatment.
Yeah, you sleep in between somebody's legs? I was like, what the... Like, I felt like I put her in the finger four or something. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like most women, they want to be held. You know what I'm saying?
So do you want to be held? Yes or no?
We're cuddling.
See?
Well, let me tell y'all a secret about Nicole.
No, oh, okay. Tell her.
I'll be telling my secrets, okay?
Okay. Anywhere I'm at, I don't care if I'm in Vegas, here, whatever. Nicole spends the night. I go to sleep in my own room, in my own bed. It's two beds. I guarantee if I wake up in the middle of the night, somebody is shoulder, I mean, her nose is right on my shoulder. She's like, I'm like, get your ass with me. I wake up and I push her and I scoot over and I wake up again. Even if me and Bates share a bed or whatever. Pause.
Oh, y'all sharing bed?
Head to foot. Head to foot. Head to foot.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
head
okay,
to foot. Head to
guys
foot.
Get a room in Vegas.
Head to foot.
As a young person, maybe it's 3 guys to a room, 2 people share a bed, whatever. Me and Bates could share a bed. He sleep this way. Nicole is right in the middle.
I'm right in the middle of him. Mind you, I got my own room.
Bates in my line.
Bates in my line.
Bates is in the chat. Bates in my line. It's happening. Trust me. You don't say scoot over because we be asleep and you be sleeping a whole different.
He's getting right up in.
And I wake up like,
you're a baby still. That's what babies do. That's funny. Okay, so look, check this out. Follow up to that. So after you created that soul tie, right? You getting a norm and all that good shit. What's the hardest thing about dealing with somebody that you know is damaged, but you know that they're a good person over there, but they just got some fucked up shit?
What's the hardest?
Yeah, like.
I say you already know what you're about to get yourself into. Honestly, you know that they damaged. You know it ain't gonna go nowhere, and you sitting here, you wasting their time.
But,
and your time.
But what if they're a good person though?
You can help them.
Do you help them, or you just, you know what I'm saying? That's just your little throat baby.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You can try to help them, but sometimes some people don't want that help.
But I can't. Some people.
You gonna try? If they're a good person, you see the good in them.
Because a lot of people have good in them, and they just don't understand it, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to pull
it out. You might
need
that person to unlock it for them.
Yeah, so you got to pull that good out, because I feel like everybody has good in them.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to meet the right person who's going to want to make them, like...
Make them better.
Yep, be good, be better, mm-hmm. and do what they have to do.
I feel like in 2020, people don't even have enough time to even figure out if they can... make that person better. Like, once they see some damaged shit, they'd be like, I'm going, I ain't fucking with them. You know what I'm saying? People don't even take the time to even get to know people no more.
And that's people that's, like, childish, I feel like.
Well, shit,
know?
That's damn near everybody.
I think everybody. No, but I think.
We all got something we can work on.
Yep.
We need to work on.
Ain't nobody perfect.
I feel that 100%.
Nobody.
But guess what today is, guys?
What?
Special announcement. Guess what? It is Toxic Thursday. Mm. Marv just introduced Toxic Thursdays. So, ladies,
uh-oh.
And we're going to get to the men too.
Uh-oh.
Do y'all have a preference? Do you guys like guys or women with a bushy bush, a little tush, or nothing at all?
Little bald head.
Bald head, baby.
get all of that waxed off.
So it has to be removed.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with the guy or girl.
Yeah, they gotta be gone.
Guy or girl,
either
or both.
Either one.
Okay. Okay.
As of right now, just say girl.
Okay, your girl. Okay, your girl.
Girl.
Can she have a little fuzzy wuzzy, or does she gotta have that Big Mac?
You know, I got the wax kit at the house.
The wax kit. So it has to be.
That's the perfect.
Okay. The lovely lash queen, Nikki. You don't?
Okay. What if you got a little Caesar? Okay.
What was I doing?
You got a little fade down there.
What was I doing?
That's okay.
Marv, that's too much.
That's fine.
That's cool?
That whole, I feel like I got a whole beard.
Okay, ooh. I got a question for you. Can it be all the way around? Can the Spaldens be like that too? Or the Spaldens gotta be bald?
If you do one, you do it all.
Well, some people say that they don't mind the Spaldens. Because some people don't touch the Spaldens. I don't know what's going on. But they say,
she better touch them Spaldens.
Yeah. Oh, you going to touch the Spaldens. You feel me?
You definitely going to be on the court dribbling. You better spin it on your finger.
Yeah, you're like, woo. You got to do all that.
Gold Trotter
you touching
on
the Spaldens for sure.
Yeah.
So, a
body box.
Clean it up. Ball. Fellas.
So
we got to go ball.
So you want a nigga look like a baby down there?
Ain't
no baby down there. I'm talking about.
Okay.
But you
ain't no little baby down there.
But you want the females to look like a baby down there.
Nah, I like a little Landon strip.
Okay.
I'm a grown man.
It's a Landon strip.
I like a little Landon strip.
Hey. Yeah.
I ain't tripping. I land right up in there. Fly that plane right in there. 747. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Take your seatbelt off.
Ooh, wait.
No seatbelt.
Well, you can take your seatbelt.
I like my girls to look like a bowling ball. You feel me? smooth as a baby's bottom. You feel me?
Two in a pink, one in a stink.
Hey, I'm telling you. Because I'm tired of doing this. I want to do.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. All in your grill.
Your hair is purple.
It's like floss.
Not having it.
Mm-mm.
So, not even a little Landon shirt?
I'm not feeling.
What if you go down there? She got an M trimmed in that shit for you.
But I'm not
dog.
Gonna lie.
For you though, it's for you. Yeah. It's for you.
Yep. I'm gonna tell you my.
She said it's
my
for you.
My preference is bald.
Okay.
But if it's something down near, I'm not stopping. We going. I'll talk to you about it later. I'm gonna part that. Get the comb out.
Oh Lord.
And I'm gonna.
You don't cut that grass. Go ahead and separate that grass.
Man.
Okay, but it's COVID right now and everything shut down. So what you doing?
Nah. They got Walmart open.
Oh, you do it for her?
Get your razor. What, go buy it?
No, but if you if a female wax, she can't shave.
I ain't doing that.
Because then when the
space opens
back up, then she
might have to wait. Listen. Yeah. Just trim him down. Like I said, I like the little Landon strip. I ain't tripping off that.
Well, she got the hairy hair. Well, she got the Marv hair.
Ooh, nah. Ooh. I mean, I'm still going to do what I got to do.
You still gonna do
the act. I'm just gonna do it. I'm not gonna stop. I ain't no punk. I'm up for the challenge. But later we gonna have to talk about this.
Wait. Speaking of challenges,
yeah.
Did y'all see that little thing on Clubhouse? Do you guys have Clubhouse? No. Do you guys know what Clubhouse is?
Absolutely.
So what is Clubhouse?
it's an app that's not available to everybody.
Everybody can't get in.
You have to get invited to the app, and it's like a chat room.
Okay,
old school chat room, but with today's time.
I got Clubhouse, but I ain't activated.
Yeah, I got it too. I've been getting invites, but I haven't really tried it yet. And I'm actually gonna start probably next week. I'm really gonna be active in it. But I heard good things. But they had a moaning challenge.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now look,
and you win $300.
Check this out. If I find out any of my homies in there moaning, I'm done with you.
Hey, what if the homie won $300?
You're not my friend no more.
Wait.
In there right now,
guys moan.
Do y'all like that? Do women like guys that moan?
I grunt, huh? I give you a little rosé.
Come on, Ricky Ross.
You know what I'm saying?
So like y'all cool with that? Like y'all like guys that moan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm a cusser.
Yeah, I
like the cussing that thing.
I like the F word.
I like the cussing that thing.
Listen. Wait. Okay, so wait, So wait, how do you do it? What you be doing?
Fuck. Listen, that's all y'all get. Hey, $300. $300. Hey, ladies, y'all want to hear it again? If y'all want to hear it again, that 300. You get the.
No. Huh?
Nah, oh shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's it.
Damn.
This is pretty good.
This nigga's educational in the pussy.
This is pretty good.
Oh my God.
You saute that thing?
Mmm. That's funny.
You gonna walk me out? Dang. I'm gonna feel that thing, girl. Oh, bruh, you got that Lord. Sticky icky?
That's funny.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Marv, this one on you, bro. This one on you, big dog.
So I got a question for y'all. What are some things that make you attracted to someone? Mm. And some things that attract others to you. We're going to start with...
Bam.
Ooh. Ooh.
You got to like... You got to have... Before you even open your mouth, I'm going to look at your shoes first.
Ooh, wait.
Shoe game? Shoe game?
So shoes matter.
Because... I might see you from afar, and then I'm be like, okay, I see somebody, but let me look and see what them shoes looking like. Cause you
gonna, shoes walking towards
you. Yeah, them shoes gonna walk towards you. They better be some nice shoes.
That's real.
Yeah, so the shoes gotta be nice, but then when you open your mouth, your teeth gotta be nice.
Okay.
And your breath can't stink, because you can't be telling me like, oh yeah, I got this bomb ass job.
Mm-hmm. But your breath stinks.
Your breath stinks.
So using all them H words. Hi.
So how you got a good job? And you make all this money, but you ain't got no dental insurance, bro. Like,
That's it, Key. I think I said that before. Y'all remember I said that?
Absolutely. Okay. Hygiene is very important.
You gotta smell good. I'm not dating nobody that stink. Let me tell you. You better use some.
Wait. You dated somebody that stink before?
No, I've never dated anybody that stink.
And you never talked to somebody that stink? You ever went out on a date with somebody that stink? You've been around somebody that stink?
I've been on a date with somebody who, you know, but I'm never going to be with somebody who don't smell good. Like,
huh?
You got to smell good.
Like, how do people don't smell good?
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm lost.
Laugh I'm, hey, it's getting I hot in here. Mind. So take off all your clothes. Like, get your white hoodies, baby.
I don't need to upgrade anybody that I'm dealing with. Like, if I go into a relationship, like, okay. I'm in my relationship, I don't need to upgrade my significant other, because my significant other came with everything already.
Okay. So they gotta smell good.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
She, you know, she came with the whole 10.
What is smelling good? Is it like cologne? No, is it like body wash? No, or just like, because I know I got my own scent.
Yeah,
I want
that fresh bar.
I want that fresh bar soap. Let me see. I'm going to use some. We're going to use this Dove soap, and then we're going to use that Dove body wash. We're going to make sure we wash every part.
I fuck
of
with the Olay.
I don't even know.
All of Olay.
Get your feet, get your neck.
Age defying.
Okay, you get out that good old shower.
The purple pack.
Wait. Mm-hmm. You said get your feet. So that means you licking them toes.
You know.
You licking those toes. Are you licking those toes? The people want to know. If y'all want to know she licking them toes, go ahead and put them feet emojis up.
Put them toes
feet
up.
Emojis
put
up.
Put the toes up.
Put the feet emojis up.
Put them toes
up.
Up.
Please.
Right, are you licking the toes?
I don't think nobody.
You out here licking toes?
If we get 3 feet emojis, you got to say it. If we don't get 3, then you ain't got
to
worry about anything.
You ain't
about
to get it.
Okay.
Nikki, you don't care.
It was a whole lot of toes in there now.
Uh-oh.
Them toes is out.
The feet's out. Ooh. There. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
There we go. So are you...
Okay, yeah, let's make sure we have a shower and
okay.
They clean and they look pretty out, you know?
And you're going to stick that thing in your mouth.
I ain't got a problem with it.
All you can eat toe buffet, huh?
Or
Are
you
going
to go down to the pinky?
The baby toe?
You don't know. It just depends on how freaky you get in that moment. Like, how far you about to
she done licked
whoa,
my baby
whoa,
toe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. She done got... corns and all, I love them all.
Because
to me, you're perfect.
If your toes like ugly, I'm not even looking at them bad boys.
Can they be painted?
Yeah.
Can they be painted
white? Yep. I like a bitch with white toenails.
And that's why you toxic as hell.
Definitely.
Because you mad.
I am. I'll proudly do it. Cheers to the women with white toenails.
I think you do too.
He loves me.
So what are some things that people like about you?
He said you. He looking at you.
I'm talking. This is for
everybody.
Oh, about
me? Oh, what are some
it's for everybody. It's back on you again.
I think they like that you toxic. I'm gonna help you out.
I was eating you up in these comments.
They are.
Oh, what they saying?
saying you ain't shit.
Probably. I don't know. I need, you know, I just got to be able to vibe with you. You know, the communication got to be good.
So you are what they like about you, though.
Yeah. Wow, they called you Tony Braxton.
They done called you Phony Braxton.
Tony Braxton.
Toad.
They did not say that. You guys get on my head. You know what? I'm just open. You know? I'm open. I'm
people like fuck with you before that?
Yeah. I'm like a sweetheart.
I respect that.
I'm like a big sweetheart. Like, you know, I'm always willing to, like, give. I think I give a little bit too much sometimes.
Dude,
like,
what you be giving? Give. What you be so, giving?
Okay. So what do you give others? Like, you know, somebody that you dating now.
That's
quality, all, time, quality time.
That's all you want to give?
That's all you want to give. But you say you're a good giver.
Yeah, I'm a good giver. My time. If you get in my time, you special. Ooh. Everybody don't get my time.
Okay.
So that what does that mean? Like, everybody you ain't able. To text messages, are you...
Everybody's not able.
Going out on a date or...
No, even if you get a text back from me, you be...
Be happy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well,
hold on, Charlie. Charlie.
Come on.
Charlie.
Because you know what, Nikki, I need your time, boo.
That needs your time.
I don't even, I'll be like, this mother.
Nah, she love and respect the fact that I may not answer.
Yeah.
When she call
her
text.
I'll hit her up. I'll be like, I know you're probably not going to respond, but when you do see
blah,
this.
Blah, 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 blah. Talk to you and respond.
Yep. And then she'll respond back probably like hours later or a day later, but I'm okay. Yeah. Because I know she's not going to respond right away.
She don't charge it to my heart that I don't answer.
No, I don't.
Cause
she don't, y'all.
Yeah, I hate you at the same time. What about you, Nicole? What about your toxic trait? No, I'm not mad at all.
Toxic trait? My toxic trait is probably that I like a little toxic in my dude. Like, he gotta be
touch of
toxic.
What? See?
Nah, real shit. Real shit.
I said, them motherfuckers be crazy, nigga. You toxic and you want some toxicness?
No, for real though.
Sound like a toxic fuck. Hey,
real shit.
Keep your toxic ass away from me.
Mark, you toxic? You toxic too.
I'm a good toxic.
Listen, all I know is that as much as women say, oh, I want a good man, I want a good nigga or whatever, they want a little, splash of that toxic.
You kind of want somebody just socking you in your jaw one time. You want somebody to stick that finger in their nose, huh?
You know I hate when my nose.
You want somebody to stick that finger in their nose, huh?
No, I want to get socked in my jaw. Let's not do that.
Mm-mm.
No violence.
Every girl want a nigga to say, who the fuck you talking to?
And break your phone and just grab it and throw
don't
it on the ground?
Don't break my phone.
Mm-mm. But if a nigga say that, give you that
what's,
look.
What's good toxic? I don't understand. Like, what's a little bit of toxic? What?
Who the fuck you texting? Don't make me shoot somebody. You want that?
Yeah. You gotta be able to check them.
Motherfucker, don't make me take your glasses off and break them.
Don't break these glasses either. See how you take it too far?
Well, I'm gonna take it. Look, if I'm gonna be toxic, I'm gonna be all.
You gotta be able to. You gotta be able to lovingly threaten your girl.
So how are you toxic?
Like, I'm not gonna do
nothing. I'm rude as fuck.
So, like, what do you be saying?
Whatever comes to my mind. I'm rude as fuck. I'm very rude. I'm very rude too. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm honest. Too honest.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes honesty, like I'm brutally honest, and that can come off rude to some people. But that's just me. If you know me, then you know that already. But I'm not gonna change.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Deal with it.
Just know, I'm doing it out of love. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely rude as fuck,
so
for sure.
You call yourself toxic?
Yeah.
I got a little dash in me.
See, it's not wrong with a little dash. Look.
You know what I'm saying? I got a little.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
20%? About 30.
Oh, okay.
About 30. You know what I'm saying?
35. Marv, what you give yourself?
You know what? Actually, they used to call me Crayola when I was in high school because I'm non-toxic.
Come on!
The lie.
Come on! Well, look off. Look off one time. This nigga's an idiot.
I'm not toxic, and I don't want no toxicness.
Oh, shit, man. What the fuck?
I want a wife. I want kids. I want a white picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
I want a dog named Charlie that's going to jump up and sit and do whatever I tell him to do.
Excuse me. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, because you're lying for sure.
I'm toxic as fuck.
What's your percentage?
What's the highest percentage I could get? 99.9? Or 100.1? I'm toxic as hell. And I can, woo, I can do whatever you want me to do. I could be a perfect person. I can be an asshole. And sometimes I'm both. I'm perfect and an asshole. And that might be why you come back.
Oh. That shit. My nigga said Crayola.
Call me Crayola, baby.
That's funny.
Hey, if somebody said Marvin be Googling these lines, this is not practice.
That's on top of the dome. Top That's of the freestyle. Dome.
Girl.
I know, ever since I met you, like, you've always been like this. So, this is nothing new, guys.
There's nothing new.
This is Marv all the way, 24-7, all the time.
365.
Yes.
So and what on leap year? Oh, I'm just making sure.
Where we at now? What are we talking about? What's going on now? Who is on?
It's on. It's the luxurious Lash Queen, Nikki. Do it for the light skins out there.
We still being toxic, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Toxic Thursdays.
If a person willingly knows you're in a relationship and continues to do things for you, who is the toxic person? I mean, this man is gonna take me out today.
Look it.
Who is the toxic person?
Okay, and we're gonna go with. I'm gonna start it off. How about this? If I'm doing it,
I need some more too, actually.
I'll be real with you.
All done. How do we get
the person
this?
Who's doing it for that person is toxic. Well, actually, both of you guys are toxic because you're allowing that person to do it. So if you're in a happy relationship at that time, then why are you receiving anything or doing things with this person in the first place? Yeah. You should be happy.
Why even opening up
but
that door?
But when you have the old Marv, because new Marv, he's a good person. But the old Marv, when Cutie was in the motherfucking building, when he got his hair cut, about 3-4 years ago, you got a boyfriend.
That means
that's
nothing.
Cool.
It means nothing.
That's good. Like, oh, damn, you ain't never been out before? You ain't had Mandala? Oh, you trying to try something?
See, you getting it with this tequila.
Hey. Or the tequila's getting it for me. No, I'm just playing. But guys like that challenge. And if you're accepting it, like, it's a whole lot of guys that's tricking out here.
See if you can crack you.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of tricks. If you're dumb enough. Yeah.
For accepting that you
yes,
want to trick on me.
Because, look, if you're happy at home, you know, you know that, okay, you're my girl, right? And this guy just bought you some Louboutins. First thing I'm going to say is, where these Louboutins
come from? Where the fuck you get them from? Okay, I didn't buy.
Okay, let's go with me. Go with me.
The fuck?
Where these Louboutins come from? Because I checked the checking account and you didn't buy them. I checked the checking account and you didn't buy them. I didn't buy your friend.
The people saying that at the person in the relationship is the toxic.
That's what I'm saying. It could be both. Because listen, if you know somebody's in a relationship, yes, you shouldn't be trying to talk to them anyway, to be honest with you.
What if you're not in a relationship, you shouldn't. Though? What if you're just dealing with somebody?
Okay, then that changes the question.
What if you don't even know that they're in a relationship when you get at them, but then they tell you along the way.
Okay, and then you continue to do it.
Okay, but they might be continually fucking with you too.
No.
What if my relationship is like...
On the rocks?
Yeah.
But who knows that? Nobody knows that.
He thrives off of that. You got a boyfriend, bad. And I'm saying, that's how we used to be. But Bates just now became toxic because Bates is single, ladies. Bates is single now. So go get him. He's single now.
Bates was toxic before.
No, he was. He was not toxic.
You said we keeping it real, right?
Go ahead. Let me out.
Are we keeping it real, Marvin?
Okay. Yes.
Keep it real.
Bates, bro. You have been toxic since high school. I love you, but wait,
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Like, it don't make a difference when you get into a relationship that you're like no longer toxic. No, you should
change.
You turn that switch off real quick.
You are who you are.
Yes, at the end of the day, that's not going away. Your toxic side is not going away.
I think that side of me has changed a little bit. Like, I'm not like, you got a boyfriend. That's cool. Like.
That's different with toxic. And depending on how I'm dealing with you, it's the level you're going to get.
I'm not going to lie, because I haven't heard this phrase in a long time. And that's why it died. Because I'm not, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm not trying to steal it. Look, if you want to spend your money on her, do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But if she wanted to go ahead and...
But what if...
Man, please believe.
And I ain't got to do nothing?
What if you in a relationship,
ooh,
he knows that you do your own thing.
I don't know if I would have a he. I don't think that would be possible.
It's not even possible.
Okay. We're just speaking in general.
Okay, I'm just saying. Because people gonna tune in.
Yeah.
You do your own thing.
Okay, yeah.
She do her own. But y'all still in relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she come home with these shoes or whatever.
If we're in a relationship, I'm going to question.
Y'all saving, y'all doing whatever. So y'all not really spending y'all money. Y'all kind of just letting others spend
That shit don't work.
No. It's not
gonna work for you. Hey, that ain't gonna work, period.
Let me tell you.
Nobody's ever gonna pay attention to me when I say this. Now, I'm not gonna listen.
Everything comes with something. You think you just getting
ain't shit free, bro.
You just getting these bags.
Ain't shit free.
Somebody gonna come and say, look, I want something more than that.
Some people just give it up. But just what if to you would? Like, some people have to
do it. Hey, that was Ja Rule.
Nobody be giving up to say.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Some people
do. There's a population.
Yeah, that does.
That does what?
That just tricks.
It's only one nigga that I know that do that. His name is Santa Claus.
Right.
And I heard he ain't even real.
Right.
Hello? He ain't even real.
Right.
Now, if y'all here doing that, man, I don't know what y'all problem
is. Right. It's more than Santa Claus that tricks. It's some tricks out here.
Doing what?
What they doing?
Doing what? Spending like what?
They giving money. They don't even care if you're in a relationship. They gonna give because they think like, oh, okay, you're in a relationship, but I can buy you.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Buy
the player in me when I was a player.
The player in me back in the Himalaya days.
Yeah. The players that still in me wouldn't even allow me to even go down that road.
That's you though. Everybody wasn't like built like you. You got some people out given, that will give just to give.
And ain't getting nothing in return.
No, what you getting in return? What you want in return?
I need everything.
Nah.
I need everything in return.
Hey, you just gonna look stupid.
And your homegirls are like, let me call this nigga. Let me see if he gonna cash out me this money to pay for our bill real quick. Hey, I'm out with my girls. You think you can?
I'm disgusted. I'm gonna take a shot for that.
Cause you know what? Hey, good thing they cash out. Got that money.
What? And you ain't gonna do nothing.
No.
Hey, you gonna twerk that thing up.
I know.
You gonna twerk that thing up for sure. Huh? You throwing that thing. You throw baby. You gonna do something?
Hey,
that's what I'm telling you that right now. If I'm spending that money, you turn into throw baby.
Yeah,
and I don't care about none of that.
Hey man, shout out to everybody in the comments, man. We fuck with y'all. We fuck with y'all tonight, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
Tricks don't get that.
Wow.
Woo. What?
It's going crazy.
What?
It's going crazy.
Mm. You know what, guys? So well.
Anywho, let's please can we go? Cause I don't want to go yet. Cause I'm gonna say let me out in a minute.
I don't want
to
go.
Okay, where you going? Wait, we ain't going nowhere.
I think we all.
What? What are you get y'all for?
Come on, Dad.
Can I get some more liquor, please?
Break this on it.
What?
I need some more too.
Somebody, please.
Ooh, keep us going.
Okay, I'm just trying to gather myself. Fucking someone else while you're on a break consider cheating?
Nope. No. You're on a break.
Okay. But does that make you feel a certain way? Okay, I'm on a break. Ty.
Yes.
You're my girlfriend, even though you like girls, okay?
Okay.
You're my girlfriend. Shout out to her girlfriend because I don't want no if ands or buts.
I got a theory on that too, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
Don't come for me. Don't come for me.
Yeah. Okay.
You're in a relationship with me. Nicole, yes. You're in a relationship with me too because I'm just that nigga.
You're that nigga, huh?
Okay, so look.
Okay,
boom, right?
Mm-hmm.
We take a break. You know what? I'm telling you, like, I can't do this no more because I ain't just buying you shit just because.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't giving up that cooch.
What the fuck?
Okay.
So I'm like this. Check this out. I don't even want to read that comment.
Don't.
Please.
Please. Keep going, big dog.
Keep going.
Stay on course.
Okay.
Tunnel vision.
So is that going to make you feel some type of way that we took a break and I'm having sex with Nicole?
No.
And then I tell y'all want to come back. Or you going to be like, well, you were just taking a break with this. Because y'all like to break up the past and we wasn't even together.
Yeah, I do.
Feel some type of way.
Yeah, I do.
That's all I'm just saying.
Come on, answer now.
Okay. If you on a break and you decide to go, like, do something else, you're on a break. That person that you was with, they can't get mad because you guys both agreed to take this break.
Okay, if y'all get back together, do you tell them, like, do you guys discuss sexual partners?
Yeah, if it comes up in topic.
Fuck, this shit is going down, bro.
These comments is
going crazy.
Oh my god. These comments are
okay.
Oh shoot. Oh man. You know what? The thing is,
what the fuck?
No, I wouldn't, because like I said, if I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna lie to you. Every time I took in a break, or anytime I broke up out of a relationship, literally 1 or 2 hours later, I was already handling
dealing with something. Yeah, for sure, dealing with something. As a matter of fact, I already had something lined up.
Because they already had something lined up. They on the waiting list. It goes both ways. They still on the waiting list. So once you take that break, hey, ain't no pity for me. You ain't never seen me cry no tears. Oh, God. Maybe tears of joy.
Jesus. Can somebody let me out?
Bro.
Can
I get a drink? These comments are going crazy. Man.
Please. I just want to go. I just want to go.
How you feel about this? Come on, Deb.
I just want to fucking go.
So look. Wait. Okay. Okay, guys. So I literally... First of all, thank you guys for inviting me on.
We're not going in nowhere.
I'm saying, like, I tune in to all of y'all episodes. I'm always on live. I just need to retouch up on y'all little...
What are they talking about, Jays?
I need to talk about... Hello?
Stop. Oh. Stop. Stop.
I need to just talk about... You know, y'all had y'all show last week to where... I just had to... It just kind of pissed me off, guys.
God. Jesus.
Come on. Take a shot, and then come on.
Come on, please. You might as well fuck it.
Finish that on out.
Let me check this, because it's something in here, people.
Just finish it on out, and then come on.
What are Yeezys?
Listen. Women like to be in a relationship, but if a female tell you what it is, if a female tell you like, yo, I don't want to be in a relationship, I just want to be friends with you, and you still do stuff for that female, you cannot get mad. I'm sorry. You getting mad? If she tell you, if she's up front with you, and she tell you like,
tell them take a
I
shot.
I want to be in a relationship with you.
As soon as they get mad, tell them take
a
shot.
Take a shot. If she tell you, if I tell you, okay, yeah. I don't want to be in a relationship with you. I just want to be friends with you. And you still do stuff. Why you get mad?
Like you said, it ain't your fault. If you fall forward and somebody tell you, like, how are you? You ain't in the wrong. You definitely in the wrong.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at me.
Exactly. Honesty, guys. Let me tell you. Always be honest. What honesty the is fuck? The best policy. Lord. Damn, finish that drink, bro. I finished mine. You told me to finish. Finish yours.
Hey, everybody putting their shoe sizes in the group chat. So let me get... Let me get my two size. I wear 10 and a half and Jordan 1s, a size 11 in Yeezys. Because they said somebody in here is Santa Claus. And I'm going crazy.
Hey, wait, only ones. Wait, what we rocking?
Hey, the Grinch is... Hey,
we only wear only ones.
No other Jordans, guys.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey, man. Hey, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Bro.
Now.
If y'all missed it. Do me a favor.
I can't.
Watch
I can't.
Last week's I episode, can't. And you will know why we're laughing so hard this week.
Oh, shit. Please make sure you guys watch last week's episode.
Man, thank you for watching. Shout out to Mandala, the only tequila that we drink. We're going to say that one more time. Check this out. Make sure that y'all buy some merch and buy some beers from her.
Shout out to Ty, man.
And most importantly, we're going to do this. I need y'all to tune into this YouTube. Check out this YouTube, because pretty soon we will not be going live anymore.
Listen, everybody, please go to YouTube. And subscribe to You Mad Take a Shot Podcast. Subscribe and share it after you subscribe. Share it to all your friends. Share it to everybody. Share it on Instagram. Share it in your text messages. Share it everywhere. We got to get these numbers up. You know what I'm saying? If y'all fuck with us like y'all say y'all fuck with us, just hit the share button. It don't take nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 2 seconds. It take 2 seconds.
On a different week, you watch something, you got something to say, send a DM, send an email.
Yeah.
Because they going to see it. They going to see it, y'all.
They're definitely going to see it. This shit is going down, man.
So like he said he only drink this, Mandala tequila? So now he's only drinking Pal Brewing. So when he come back next Thursday, he going to have some new Pal Brewing beer up there.
Yeah.
Y'all.
So it's going to be the only tequila that we drink, the only beer only that bird. We drink.
The yes. only bird that we yes. drink. Hey, man, we love y'all, man. Hey, let's finish these drinks, though. Let's finish these drinks. I know. I'm about
y'all talking about
almost fucking threw up right now.
If y'all don't know what's going on in these comments, Jesus, and I'm sorry because Jesus when we Christ. Post this, you guys are not going to see this.
That's why y'all got
But you need to be on the live because somebody is coming for somebody, and somebody is threatening to post screenshots, and it is going down.
Jesus, you guys are playing. Y'all playing with fire, man. Wait, I love y'all, man.
Somebody was...
Cheers, wait. Cheers. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Cheers.
Love y'all, man. Thank you. Bye. We out.